So none of your ESL kids or ELL kids are pulled out at all. I mean, they're all just right in there through getting all their support.
They go to reading recovery. Some of the ESL kids get reading recovery. So that's 8 kids a year out of 120. And then, you know, I don't know. And this year, right now, 2 of the Hmong kids are getting reading recovery first semester.
But as far as the language, they're not getting. And then what about the ES?
Occasionally, my BRS will take them out. The bilingual resource specialist will take them out. And maybe we'll do an isolated activity if there's some sort of problem. I take them out for some discipline issue to call the parent, you know. But it's not a regular, like, they take them out every day at 9 o'clock.
What about your EEN kids? Are any of those kids pulled out?
Only according to the IEP. Have to follow the law.
So which ones are those?
Generally kids with autism and kids with severe articulation for speech. It's too embarrassing to work on in the classroom.
Right. Where are the kids with autism go?
I don't really have a good resource room. I have a few offices where the EEN teachers keep their stuff. But if it's one-on-one, they have enough room to work one-on-one, and usually they go out for, like, discrete trial. Or OT. As you see, I have a therapy ball now in my office because I'm learning OT things to do with some kids so I can get them back to their classrooms when they're blowing up faster. So generally, no. I mean, if the IEP says they have to have a pull-out, then I do that. And I can't necessarily control the IEPs. I mean, I can certainly influence them, but I can't control them. And a lot of them I'm not on.